Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're now going to go over to our first discussion for the afternoon. And we're going to welcome Lieutenant Colonel Robert Nechianda, the police spokesman. Welcome, Lieutenant Colonel Robert.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
And thank you so much for making the time. We do appreciate, and we know that it's a Monday, so appreciate the time. So, Lieutenant Colonel, well, I just want to chat to you today in connection with police reservists. And it is a personal topic for me, too, because I was a police reservist for 7 years, from 84 to 91 at Bramley Police Station. And I'd like to kick off with... are there still active police reservists? Because I know in 2021, 2,000 reservists were recruited. So where do we stand today with reservists?
Thank you. Yes, we still have got active police reservists who are assisting our police in fighting crime that is spiraling out of control in our country, as well documented. And yes, we also, during the current recruitment, majority of those who are at the colleges now were absorbed from the reservists. So, yes, we still do have active police reservists within our service.
And, I mean, are you sort of at liberty to sort of give us an indication of how many active reservists there currently are within South Africa?
I cannot really give an exact number because reservists are recruited as per the need of the province,
right,
from the stations themselves. So that would need a bit of time for me to go and get the exact set of how many they are. But yes, we do have them. I cannot say whether they are enough or not, because having absorbed some of them as members of the police, that should mean that we might be having a deficit here and there. But yes, we do have a sizable number of reservists active as we speak.
And I remember going to the police training college. I think the one I went to was in Houghton. And it was, I think, about a 6 or 8 month course. Do they still go through that same sort of initial course as such, the new recruits?
The process of becoming a reservist is similar to that one of being an active police member.
Right.
They still undergo training because remember that they work in full police regalia.
Yes, yes.
And you need to be trained to do that. So they need to complete the entire course, the reservist course. Yes, there are a few things that they don't do because like your investigation and stuff, because they won't be needed to do that. But as for the basic policing, yes, they do undergo that training.
And I mean I remember doing that training, and as I said, I was in the force for 7 years. And, I mean, what would it take these days if I, for example, wanted to rejoin? Would I have to start again, redo the course, or could I merely sort of just sign up again?
Yes, if you were once a reservist and retired for some reason, when you come back, you are like a full police member who went for who resigned and want to come back to the service. You go through the evaluation, your fitness testing, all those things. And if you pass those and you still meet the standards, you don't need to go the 7 month, 8 month course. You just do what we call refresher courses. Then you get back into the system.
Okay, so, and what is the retirement age? I'm sure quite a pertinent question. Particularly for myself, that is. Yeah. What is the retirement age?
The retirement age for reservists normally would still be the 60 years that a functional member will do. So we believe that even though you are over 60, but you still can run, you still can chase those criminals and all those things as reservists, that could be another matter. But the official age is 60.
So up to the age of 60. So, Lieutenant Colonel, I've got a question that I would really like to pose to you, and just to get more insight. And particularly when I was in the force and we were active with crime prevention within Bramley, which looked after Alexander Township. And One of the things we did not get or have access to was medical counseling. And many of us experienced or witnessed really upsetting traumatic events. And there was just no counseling available. And I've got friends still that do suffer from this years and years later. And what today do reservists have access to counseling is really the question.
You are referring to counseling?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, when reservists are exposed to traumatic incidents, the very same employee health and wellness that take care of functional members also offer their services to them. But this will be done through the reservist commander. When reservists do not get what's due to them, it's not mainly because they're not entitled to. Many times we found that it's because their commanders do not do what they're supposed to be doing, treating them as members. Because it's very little things that reservists are not entitled to in the police. Otherwise, majority of things they are taken care of like they are functional members. So, yes, if they are exposed to those gruesome incidents,
yeah,
where there's blood and like your gruesome crime scene, they are provided with psychological support.
Support afterwards. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Nechiunda, the police spokesman, and chatting about reservists. Thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon.